Listening to the Bogus Otis Show. It's the only podcast dedicated to my buddy Sammy. Sammy Hagar, that is. What is understood need to be discussed, especially if it's about Sammy Hagar. Yeah.
I'm sorry, baby, if my mood's been changing. My social life needs some rearranging. Yeah. We are the world's only dedicated Sammy Hagar podcast. This is the Bogus Otis Show. I am Bo-host Brent. That is Bo-host D. And hello. We are coming to you from the Fillmore in Detroit Rock City.
Brent, am I asleep or am I dreaming this? Because I can't believe we're actually... I got a cold red rocker in my hand.
Dry your eyes, baby. All the tears you've cried. That is what dreams are made of. Yeah.
This tastes like a dream for sure.
We are cheersing a little red rocker lager on October 23rd here in Detroit for the launch of Red Rocker Lager and Red Rocker Brewing, and the crowd is filling in now in the VIP area. There is going to be a badass show happening tonight, and partner, we're right in the middle of it.
I can't believe it, man. It's here we are. It's 1 year, just over 1 year since we went on the air, and here we are sipping cold Red Rocker Lager.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe, right? In the short 12 months, the arc that we've been on, and here we are. We're having a great time. We are cheersing beers. We are about to see a rock and roll concert from the man himself, and we're going to talk to a bunch of fans. We're going to talk to Sammy's partner in Red Rocker Brewing, and maybe some other special guests along the way. Absolutely, yeah.
I'm excited, man, and cheers to you. Here we are.
I'll cheers you right back. I mean, who would have thought, a year ago, conceptualizing this whole show and this whole idea, and here we are, and we're kind of a part of the show.
Remember, we were sitting on your patio, going, "Yeah, what if we? You think we should do this? What do you think? Let's give it a go."
Yeah,
and yeah, that seemed like just yesterday, and here we are in the middle of season three, and I'm also, this is also extra special, as I'm a Detroit Tigers fan, so I'm sitting here with a Red Rocker Lager in hand, in my Tigers hat. Looking out at, Comerica Park, Tiger Stadium.
We are literally across the street from Comerica Park, from Ford Field. We're in the heart of downtown Detroit, Michigan. And, this is what it's all about. It's where it started. And I'm so happy to be here with you.
Me too.
Yeah.
And it's starting to fill up in here. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, so let's talk a little entrepreneurship here. We often have been chatting on the show about how interesting an arc of Sammy's business career. Let's put the music aside for a second and just talk business. This now is the fourth spirit or alcoholic beverage. Now we've got a beach bar rum. We've got the beach bar cocktail company, obviously a Santo spirit. Cabo Wabo tequila that started it all off, and now here we are with Red Rocker Lager. From a business perspective, this is incredibly interesting to me because Sammy has always proven himself to be a master entrepreneur. He has surrounded himself with people who are clearly very smart business folks, and at the age of 76, another new venture is here.
And you're so right. And if you look around for those, obviously can't see this audio wise, but everything is branded. The visuals are top notch. The iconography of everything, the setup, the communication, and just the overall management is pretty impeccable. And that speaks volumes about who he is, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's all done right, as you say, and that's a big nod to our friend Todd Galoppo, who is a past guest on the show. I mean, he's a master at the art of branding and protecting Sammy's brand or brands in all of their incarnations. And to your point, here again is another example of exactly that in practice.
And I'm staring across the room at some posters. I'm assuming Todd, you did them, man. They look fantastic. Very good. I love the old school photo of Sammy too.
Yeah, I mean, I really love that they actually chose to go super old school, right?
And is that a photo from Sammy in Troy?
It almost actually looks like it might be that picture from the Live in the Motor City show, right?
That image on Spotify looks like you're taking a...
Yeah, like
show.
Let's just go right back to the beginning. Love it. Absolutely love it.
No, we should also thank... We should also, thank Sammy's team. We're helping us get this all set up so we can broadcast properly from here. It's a great spot we're sitting. But also, I see two lovely ladies sitting at the bar that we should thank, our SOs.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that here we are a year into the show. And, a big testament to you, partner, for conceptualizing this whole thing, for extending the offer to me to come along for this ride. And here we are a year later. And you're right, there's a ton of people to thank. I mean, Our crazy geeked out fandom is always supported by our amazing wives, and
who are sitting there paying attention to us whatsoever. Just giving them all the praise.
Yeah, that's right.
So they are.
Do you know why? That's because they're enjoying a couple of Red Rocker lagers. That's why.
Well, let's raise the cheers to them.
Yeah,
cheers, cheers, baby.
Cheers, absolutely. So we're gonna have a bunch of guests on, I think, over the course of the next hour or two. We're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to chat actually with Eric, who is one of the founders of Red Rocker Brewing.
And I'm going to follow up with my questions
with
Cameron. How do you just call Sammy Hagar? So he said that's a question for my dad. So we're going to have to ask him that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We follow things up on the Bogus Ownership.
Yeah, you're right. It's all about getting to the root, not the fruit. That's for sure. So segment one, here we are in Detroit, and lots more coming from the show. We'll see you really soon.
Ciao.
Hi, this is Cameron Schubert, the head brewer of Red Rocker Brewing Company, and you're listening to the Bogusoda Show.
One man coming with a vision. One man got it with a plan. Got love, got passion. And that is what we're talking about right now, because we are the world's only dedicated Sammy Hagar podcast. This is the Bogus Oda Show, coming to you from the Fillmore in Detroit,
Hell yeah,
Rock City. It is Red Rocker Lager launch night, and we have a very special guest with us now, founder and partner in Red Rocker Brewing, Eric Schubert. Eric, welcome to the Bogus Oda Show.
Oh, thank you very much for coming. It's been a long time coming, and I know we've talked a long time about this, and it seems like we talked a year ago, and it probably was about a year ago. Well, we had this plan, and I'm very happy we're actually here.
To see the crowd outside, we just took a little wander down. People are going crazy. The lineup is huge. The Fillmore, the energy, iconic venue, downtown Detroit, Red Rocker Lager. It's all coming together. This must be the culmination of a literal dream for you to be here right now.
It was, and the funny thing was, is this was kind of not even the start. This was kind of what it morphed into, and I have to admit, I kind of like what it turned into. It's just absolutely amazing. We started in a different direction, and talking with Sammy about 2.5 years ago, it literally turned into a beer, and here we are, and I'm so thankful it did, and I think he is as well. The beer is amazing. The reception has been absolutely amazing, and we really can't wait to get it out across Michigan and the United States
and Canada.
Canada.
Please.
Oh, yes, Canada as
well. We're dying.
Believe it or not, we're actually in talks with Australia too.
Amazing. So, amazing.
Gold Coast of Australia. Here amazing. We come.
So, here's a question for you. Darren and I have talked about this quite a bit. We had a great conversation with Cameron, who's the head brewer.
Yes.
And again, a partner in this amazing venture. We said, like, how does this happen? Like,
How do you call Sammy Hagar and make a beer? Tell us about that.
How did you get here?
Cameron's okay. Like, you're going to have to ask my dad that question.
Yes. So it started, you have to understand me. I'm business development, sales, and logistics. That's my background. I've owned businesses for the last 30-some years, all in logistics and distribution and finding a better way to do something and kind of destroying the status quo, if that makes sense. Kind of a killer app almost. So I came up with a new way of actually distributing, getting a product to the end customer, app-based, on-demand. And I said, we really need to figure out how to constantly drive attention to this who's the best person I know that could continually market and drive attention to something. Oh my God, it's Sammy Hagar, of course. So I'm not joking. I sat in the parking lot and I Googled his management company and figured out who it was. And I called and got the gatekeeper, and I pitched the gatekeeper, who told me point blank, no way in hell, too busy, no, hear this shit all the time. And I said, all right, well, just, you know, give me the email. I'm going to send this an email to you, and I'll follow up with a call, you know. A week later, I got a call, and it kind of went from there. And once we started talking, you know, we're like, hey, this is a great idea. I love this. This is amazing. It's a killer app. It's a great new way of doing things. But we're going to do this. I want a beer, too. I said, all right, we're in the beer business.
Nice.
And here we are.
That's amazing. Yep. That's an amazing story. Sammy seems to work a lot like that. So I did a music video for him, and I kind of inspired kind of the same way that you just described. And I sent an email to his website, to the gatekeeper, yep, and similar story, and it happened as well. It seems like he's just attuned to, like, the good vibes of people who are like him. There's a synergy about him that seems to attract people into the fold. So that's a great story.
Yeah, well, he's open to ideas. And he gets pitched with a lot, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's a lot that he, you know, has no interest in. And occasionally there's one that piques his interest, like we did. And, oh, here we are. He's a visionary. He's very astute business-wise. And in my opinion, he's a marketing genius. I mean, he's out there constantly, every day, all of his brands. He's amazing. He's a great partner to have. And what you see in, you know, on TV and read about is Tim in real life. He's the basic person.
What's outside the door right here?
Oh, yeah.
Down the street is the reality
positive
of it.
Proof positive. How many people actually love this guy?
Yeah.
And we do as well.
Amazing.
Yep.
So you spent some time in Cabo recently at the birthday bash.
Yes.
You got a sense of the crazy loyal fan base that Sammy has. We talked to Champtown about this as well. We talked to Sammy actually when he was with us earlier about this. Just the notion of a homegrown business here in Detroit, a new brand launching, local employment, a lot of hype. What does it mean to you being someone who's from this area, who believes in this city, and now you're realizing the literal fruits of your labor?
Oh, well, you know, I grew up in Detroit and the surrounding areas, and it's been not such a good place for quite a while. And now to actually be part of something in an area of Detroit that used to be a no-go zone, but now is a really up-and-coming area, and we're really excited about that. It's kind of exciting. And to actually have a product here in Detroit, and he loves Detroit. He's always loved Detroit. I mean, it's Detroit Rock City. Come on, I have to really like it. And to actually have a homegrown product that's going to go national based out of Detroit, it's fantastic. You can't ask for anything better than that. And to have it be part of Detroit's rebirth is more exciting than anything, to be honest. Very proud to be from Detroit. No matter where you go around the country, you know, you mentioned Detroit, everybody has a, okay. But they don't realize it's changed in 15 years.
Oh, man.
And it's
we
amazing.
We spent the afternoon down here, and it was phenomenal. It's a beautiful city. I was born across the lake in London, Ontario, so I was farther away from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit was always my team. It's great to be sitting here with you and look over there at Comerica Park at the Tigers, my favorite team, man. This is synergy. It's always about synergy with Sammy.
Yeah, exactly. And just, you know, basing it out of here has always been a dream of his, and can't be prouder. Honestly, he can't be prouder. We can't be prouder to be here with him. And it's just a great opportunity. We're really looking forward to taking this as far as we can take it. Yeah.
So that's the next question I was going to ask you. What is next for the company? What is next for the product? Are you looking at expanding markets? Are you looking at adding new products?
Like a red beer.
What's coming next?
That's so cliche. Give me a red beer. Okay, whatever.
In bottles with red glass. How about that?
Yeah. No, we're not going down that road yet. We're going to stick with, we're going to launch with one. We already have five really good beers ready to go, but we're not going to throw out, you know, we're not going to cast too big of a net. Let's focus, get the main beer out there, and just occasionally roll out a new beer. In regards to expansion, we are about to be licensed in 9 states. We're about, this week, we should be about 65% coverage in Michigan, approximately half in Wisconsin, 9 states very soon in the next couple of weeks. And our goal is by summer of next year to be in, you know, not covering 100% of, but to touch and be in half the United States. So that's our 6 month goal. Very aggressive.
Amazing.
And we will accomplish it. All right. So it is, we will accomplish it.
So let's talk about Cabo San Lucas. Obviously, the Mecca, the home of, you know, many things for Sammy. Obviously, extending from the birthday bash, the cantina, just the lifestyle in Cabo. Is Red Rocker Lager now available as a staple product in the cantina? And can we expect that to be something that we'll start to see more and more?
You'll see more and more. It was available for the launch, and it took a Herculean effort to get all this kegerator and all this equipment shipped from New Jersey all the way down to Cabo, installed, commissioned, customs, immigration, all that. It's just, it was ridiculous, to be quite honest. It cost a lot more than I thought it would cost, but it's well worth it because we were able to have the beer on tap at his launch or his birthday bash. Going forward, we have to brew a ton more. We have to get supply and logistics in line. But going forward, it's going to be more and more readily available. But at least we made it for the launch, which is our goal. But it was a big effort. I'll be honest, my team was amazing. And it was just not my team. We had a team in Mexico that really, honestly, helped out as well. We couldn't have done it without them. So kudos to you guys. I won't mention you, but you know what I'm talking about. But they were able to pull it together for us. And I had to fly down a couple of times and just to finally get the kegerators installed and the beer there was a lot.
talk to us about Sammy in terms of an individual, as a person, as a businessman. Here's a guy who's 76 years old and is still continuing to reinvent himself constantly. What does that mean to you to have that sort of relationship with him and the fact that he is just not slowing down?
Well, that's I'm a firm believer that if you slow down, it's kind of like a car. You drive it all the time. The minute you park it, it falls apart. No, seriously, I've had plenty of those cars. Yeah, so I love the fact that he is really driving himself and staying busy. You know, he's constantly doing something. That's awesome. He takes care of himself, unlike a lot of people, like, you know, me. But I really like the fact that he has drive and he does not stop. And he is in such great shape. I mean, I saw a video of the guy doing 50 push-ups before a concert. I don't think I've done 50 push-ups in the last 50 years. Seriously. I don't think I could do 50 push-ups. But because of that, I'm just so excited about moving forward with, you know, really speeding things up and doing what we can do over the next couple of years.
Awesome.
Eric, an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for having us be a part of this event. Great privilege for us, and we're happy to celebrate with you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, best of luck. This is a great beer, and we were talking before with Cameron. Like, we're both foodies, and it really pairs well with everything. Like, it actually makes food taste better, which is an incredible beer.
Yeah, it is. And I'll be honest, I'm not tooting my own horn, but there's been so many people that say, I don't drink beer, but damn, I actually like this.
I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes me so proud because people are like, I would drink this, and I normally wouldn't. That's what we really like. It's such an easy drinking, great beer, great ingredients. It has no adjuncts. It has no fillers. It's all, you know, it's a really, really good beer, and we're so proud of it. We can't wait for everybody across the United States to try it. I would say this, if you do want to try it, contact your local store where you normally buy your drinks or your local bar and restaurant and say, we want this, because over the last 3 weeks, you won't believe, I mean, like, so many calls from distributors and bars, restaurants, party stores. We call them party stores here in Michigan. Liquor stores. All across the United States are like, what the heck is going on? People are calling, blowing their phones up, asking for this stuff. What
amazing.
Is it? We want it.
It's amazing.
So if you really want it in your area, go and demand it. And we will follow. Awesome.
So the best place to get information is where?
Yep. If you follow us on our Facebook page or our website, redrockerbrewing.com, you can subscribe on there. As we roll out with additional states, we're going to make announcements. And from that point forward, you can contact us or send us direct messages. And we will start arranging deliveries either directly to you or through a distributor so you can have access to this beer as many places across the U.S. as we can.
And on the website, fantastic swag.
Ah, thank you. Yes. We're actually...
the swag's awesome.
Somebody actually mentioned they're walking the line today. And they're like, what the heck? Everybody has this merchandise on. And it's,
they do.
Yeah, everybody's wearing.
We just walk the line. It's all the way down the street.
Yeah,
everyone's got the swag on. It's great looking stuff.
So. Oh, we're so happy for that. And we have an incredible merch department. Our product goes out the same, pretty much the same day you ordered it, it goes right out in the mail. So we just had somebody that was in Cabo, ordered merch. 3 days later, they arrived home and it was already on their porch. So we're so happy to hear that. Our merch team is just amazing, I'll be honest with you. So Kayla's amazing, and we just love the fact that she's, you know, all day long, all night long, she's shipping the stuff out.
I mean, redrockerbrewing.com. We're here in Detroit, Rock City.
The Fillmore.
It's the Fillmore. It's Sammy Hager in the circle. Eric, thank you for joining us. Thank you again for allowing us to be a part of this. Right? Big old Red Rocker Lager cheers. And we are the Bohos. Out.
Thank you very much. Out.
Hi, this is Bob Bates. And if you really want to know about Sammy Hagar, you catch up with the Bogus Otis Show. If you don't, you might miss out.
All right, it's starting to get pretty rowdy in here. I can feel the energy starting to build in the room. So what do you think? I mean, without looking at set lists, I haven't been checking the last couple shows. I heard they're amazing. One you just did in Battle Creek was supposed to be incredible.
Yeah, we're going
to
wing it.
What do you want to hear? What do you think set list-wise? Anything you want to hear specific?
Yeah.
Special?
Yeah.
What do you want to hear?
Okay, you ready to go again?
Let's go. Let's report.
I saw the ruins once the smoke cleared, once upon returning home. And we are home right here in Detroit, Rock City, because we are the world's only dedicated Sammy Hagar podcast. This is the Bogus Otis Show. I am Bohost Brent. That is Bohost D. Welcome, D, to the Fillmore.
I'm speechless now, because as we're standing here talking, I just see the main man come around the corner. I see Sammy coming around the corner right here. So kudos, man. Maybe we'll have him on the show.
He's here. Sammy's here.
He's here. So listen, set list. Anything you want to hear tonight special?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I just said returning home. I would kill to see Once Upon Returning Home, my brother.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I was listening to that today. I would love to hear that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that would be a thing. Could you imagine? There he is. There he is.
Guys, get in here.
Come on. Come on.
Have a seat, sir.
Come on, Sam.
Come on in.
How are you doing, sir?
Otis Show in person. I'm doing good. I'm glad you guys are here, because I've been wanting to tell you that I think what you're doing is beautiful, and I'm serious.
A lot of great things to say.
There's a lot of great things to say about me.
We got three seasons.
Well, you guys are carrying, you know, the biggest flag, so you know how many great things to say about you guys. Could make a whole fucking show out of it.
Three seasons. We have seven more.
Do I sound humble enough for you? Come on. Is this my microphone?
It's all of ours.
It's all of ours.
Yeah, it's all ours. So okay, we're gonna start right here.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be here in Detroit, launching a brand new product like this and sharing it with all your fans?
Well, it's just another one of those dream come true moments for me. I must admit, this is one of those dreams I never dreamt. I always wanted to make beer before I made tequila. And I've always loved Detroit. Montrose played here 12 times in 1 year, opening for everybody. We opened for everybody. I finally went to our manager and said, when are we going to headline? We just opened 12 times in Detroit in 1 year. Can we go there and headline? And our manager goes, no. You really? 12 times? He gets on the phone, calls the agency. He goes, the fuck's wrong with you guys? He starts shooting the agency out. And we came back and did our own show. So anyway, Detroit's just rock and roll capital of the world. Should have been a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right here. I even lobbied for it. Got in trouble with Cleveland about it. But so what a better place to do it? American made. That's my favorite thing about this beer. Even though it's Mexican style, it's American made. And Detroit stands for America like no other state because of the cars. You know what I mean? It's like the iron.
It's the backbone of the country.
The backbone of the country, man. And so to have an American made beer coming out of Detroit, I couldn't be happier. I didn't even want to change the name of the distillery. You know, it was called Detroit Brewery. And but my guy had already bought it and asked me if I could pick a license the name Red Rocker, and I said sure if you make my own beer. So there you go.
Thank you.
Finally making my own
beer. We're getting very thirsty in Canada, so thank you.
Oh yeah, you Canadians can drink, can't you?
You can.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of known. It's kind of known around the world.
We got to get this beer over the border.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem. Just however much you can put in your trunk, you take that much.
Oh, yeah. Right? I mean, we're gonna do that tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you just keep that going 24/7. You just have a, you know,
do the cycle.
Somebody, yeah, go.
Do the cycle. Okay,
come back, and then pretty soon you have it. Yeah. Now we'll ship it over there pretty soon.
Awesome. Sammy, I want to ask you as well about the collection too. So a lot of fans have been waiting for this for a long time. The remasters of the Hagar era, they're out now. Oyuwait 1-2, 5150, Front Lawful Current Knowledge, Balance, they're all pumped up a notch now. How long have you been waiting to hear this music come back and be re-energized?
Well, there was a problem because when Dave... The Diamond did the reunion with them, he had a no Sammy rule policy, so they couldn't do anything, and Ed now just went along with it. And as soon as they bumped heads, they started seeing that, you know, it was time to do it. It didn't bother me that it wasn't being done, because those records are still great. There's something magic about the old audio, analog tape on vinyl, like for 5150, OU812, those records sound,
well, I wore them out here,
very, exactly, they sound very unique. Now, by remastering, the thing I like the most is that they brought out more of the high end and a lot more bottom, because Mikey's bass was always buried, because when you're making records,
sounded so good.
Yeah, they made them for vinyl, so when you make records for vinyl, you have to keep the bass way down because it takes up too much space and the whole track's gets too low. So that's my favorite part. When you put it on now, you can crank that shit up and you get fucking got the bottom in there. Especially a song like Cobble Wobbles when you're lacking.
Oh,
bottom.
Man. OU812 sounds so good. We actually got a replica guitar here from OU812. It's the.
That's a replica.
It's the official bogus Otis axe.
I gave my original one, I got to Guy Fieri. Yeah, he has that. And he gave me something.
We tried to track him down, but no dice so far.
Oh, he's too busy. He would do it in a second, but he's too busy. So who's your favorite guest that you've had on the Bogus Silver Show?
I think we got to say Velma, man.
Oh, fuck.
She was a ton of fun, man.
Oh, she's a ton of fun.
She was a firecracker.
Velma's a trip. Velma hasn't changed since she was a little girl. She used to lay in bed when my mom and dad were gone, and she would, like, all of a sudden, she was a queen, and I was a little guy. She'd say, Sammy, could you go get me a glass of water? I'm so tired. She was always using us. She would use us, and then we'd come home and squeal on her. I'd go, say, she was my, Velma was smoking cigarettes. And man, and then when my mom and dad weren't around again, she'd fucking take a coat hanger, man, and fucking come after me. Yeah, Velma was a trip.
And we just did Bob Dates 2 days ago.
Bob's a trip.
He's a firecracker.
He knows a lot.
Oh, yeah.
If he remembers it. Bob was right there with his party, and did he tell you that?
He said that.
He wasn't.
I remember it at all. But
no innocence there.
No photos, he said.
Yeah.
No photos.
Bob's done really well for himself. I'm proud of him.
Well, we're getting the wrap up. Thank you, Sam, for letting us carry on the Bogus Otis tradition.
Appreciate you taking the time to see us.
Thank you for letting us have the logo, too. Right? We weren't sure if we were going to pull this out.
When I first saw you guys, somebody sent me your shit. I said, who are these fuckers, man? What do they think they're doing using my name? And what the fuck are they doing? And I looked into it and I went, oh, no, these guys are great. Let it go. Man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Here we go.
Thank you.
One like this. Here. The Bogus Silver Show. Too fucking funny.
Thanks, Sammy.
It's right on to my... I'll go out this way.
Sammy, would you sign my guitar?
Hell yeah. What is that thing?
Yeah, would you mind, man?
I don't know.
Thank you, Sammy.
That's it? Okay. Back on. Good. Come through here.
Thank you, Sammy.
Cool. Here we go.
And we're recording. So, I know we were talking about set list for a minute there.
Yeah.
But he crashed our, someone crashed our show.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what to say at this moment, to be honest. That was a ton. Yeah.
Now he's actually going to serve some drinks.
Yeah.
And we got some good questions in, man. Well, look, man. That guy looks younger and younger and younger. We're going to have to doctor the photos of us in the photos. He looks so young compared to us.
Yeah.
Must be all the laughing and all the good smiles he's got. Right? All right. Yeah. Yep. I'm just going to stop it just to make sure it doesn't crash. Okay.
Yeah.
Blown away, man. My eardrums are ringing. I don't even know what to say. That was that was a spectacle at the Fillmore, right?
Wow, man. Wow. Show just ended. What a night. Where do we begin? Is this the night you thought we'd have?
Oh, I mean, I think it's the day and the night that we in our dreams we were hoping for. And the way that it unraveled was, for me, almost like it was happening in slow motion, but at 100 miles an hour at the same time. It was bizarre.
Same here, right? I think those things we'll be processing for weeks to come. Yeah. Right now my thoughts are still all over the place. When we came here, it was like, he may come on. He's there. He may come in. He may not. It's one of those things you can't bank on because today was all about the beer launch, and that's cool, and that's why we're here. That's awesome. But yeah, I was like, will he show up? Will he come on? We were told he's going to come serve some drinks to some of his friends in the area that we were sitting. And then boom, he makes a beeline right towards us, kind of like we were both like kind of like deer in the headlights there.
I think being caught off guard is fair to say, but probably in the best possible way. Like it just to see him come walking down behind the bar, shaking some hands, high fiving. To your point, cracking and cheersing a beer or two with folks, and then next thing you know, he was like, "Oh, you guys!" And he's sitting in between us. Like it happened so fast, right?
Yeah, and they did say, if he comes down here, we should probably pick up the gear and move over and place it on the bar. So when I saw him coming, I'm like, oh, this is going to be, what happened is what I thought was going to happen. It's like, there's no time for him to pick up all of our gear and move it to the bar.
Yeah.
Like he's probably going to see us and just come sit right down in between us, which is exactly what happened. And that was perfect because it would have been too much of a nightmare trying to reset up our stuff 2 feet from where we were on the active working bar with people everywhere.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you could only truly imagine the moment if you were there in the middle of it, right? I'm just trying to
remember what we said. I know we both on the way here were like, let's ask this, let's ask that. We also were talking about let's put Sammy through the if he shows up, let's put him through his own version of this or that and put him on the spot and
we kind of just
went for it, right? We just rolled with it,
and it was good. I mean, in the end, it was as real and authentic and honest of a conversation as it could have been, right? I mean, we talked about the beer, we talked about Detroit, we talked about the eve of the collection coming out. It just sort of was like this natural flowing conversation, almost as if it was like, we knew exactly how it was going to happen, but we had no idea how it was going to happen.
And if I remember, man, again, like today, my ears are still ringing from the show, so I'm still trying to gather my thoughts. But it's almost like he came over to us because he's like, I want to speak to you two.
Yeah, there
I
was
something to say to you.
It's true. There was a moment where I sort of felt like,
is he gonna yell at us?
Are we gonna get called into the principal's office here? Yeah. Like,
he took my tattoo and.
I know. It's crazy. No,
it was cool. Right? He said, I think he said something like, you guys are waving the flag and did he thank us?
Yeah. I can tell you it's etched in my brain. The moment that he came over and sat down, his words were, and folks will hear it on this episode. He said, I'm really glad you guys are here because I've been wanting to tell you for a while that I really love what you're doing. And to me, that was like, we're done. I'm out. That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's right. You know, so look, this laptop, I'm sleeping with this laptop tonight under my pillow, lock and key. Everything's on this laptop now.
Yeah,
so I gotta take care of it.
It's gold. It's gold. Listen, what was your impression? I know that it had been quite a number of years since you'd last been to Detroit. What was your impression of the city, of the downtown, of the area around the Fillmore?
Well, first of all, I was a little bit gobsmacked because I'm a Detroit Tigers fan, and I didn't realize we'd be sitting where we're recording right now, looking across at what was, you know, Tiger Stadium, essentially, right? So that was pretty cool. But I was blown away by how pristine and revamped and brand new it was. I mean, we had an amazing lunch. We actually had a bit of a quandary to where to pick because there's several amazing spots just in that area, right? Great hotel.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I'm coming back here.
The Siren Hotel, awesome. You know, we've got our stay there overnight tonight. And the lunch you mentioned, that actually was a place called San Morello, Italian restaurant, just a couple of blocks from the Siren Hotel, actually. And I don't know about you, but my lunch was killer. That's one of the best pizzas.
Yeah, I'm coming back. I'm coming back here for sure. I mean, the hotel is awesome. I mean, we haven't stayed overnight, but I mean, from being inside it, I wasn't sure what... Is it going to be a chain or it's like a boutique place? Really artsy, really cool spot. Like Detroit's awesome. I'm coming back for sure.
Yeah, 100%. So a lot of our listeners, those that obviously weren't physically there at the show today, and certainly those that were not in the area kind of pre-show that we were, again, it was sort of funny how the afternoon and evening unfolded. I mean, we're in there setting up our gear and kind of picking our spot and getting ready, earlier this afternoon, and there's this nice looking gentleman over in the corner on his cell phone who gets off of his call and approaches us, and
I'm like, is this where we get kicked out or?
Yeah, like it was touch and go for a minute there, and next thing he's like, oh, you were the guys from Canada, and I'm Tom. I'm Sammy's manager, and what a gentleman, incredibly hospitable.
Yeah, great team, right?
Great to chat with Hannah, Stephanie, Dave, the whole PR team that we met. Just everyone today has, dare I say, treated us a little bit like part of the family.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. I was I've still got my voice is almost shot too from screaming. I think I was screaming along with all those songs.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the show. Like, man, what a set list. I'm trying to think, so he opens with Good Enough. I got to say, man, Vic destroyed tonight. He was amazing tonight. I mean, Vic's always, solid, the pillar. But man, he sounded especially good tonight. And I don't know if it's just where we were, how close we were this time, or the Beacon. Here we are. The Beacon is an awesome venue. Like, it's sonically and visually stunning. So, I thought Vic sounded great. I mean, everyone sounded great tonight, but I thought Vic, I was watching, I was actually close enough to see his fingers on the fret, so it was pretty damn awesome. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely was on fire, and, the entire band came out from the get-go just guns a-blazing and ready to put on a show, and, it was the Red Rocker Brewing, Red Rocker Lager launch, so there was obviously a lot of hype around the beer brand and the beer launch and all of that. And so, it might have led one to think, is the show almost going to be overshadowed by all of the talk about the beer brand and the beer launch? And, is it going to be an abbreviated set? Are they only going to do a half a dozen songs or 8 or 10 songs? I don't know. And, they blaze through a set list of 15 or 16 songs long. You know, it was a full, you know, your typical hour and a half, yeah, hour and 45 minute set. And it
sounded
just
big too, right? It just sounded really big.
Huge. I mean, I think the room at the Fillmore, you know, it certainly helped that. It just sonically, the venue sounded great. The acoustics in there were amazing. Yeah, you're right. I mean, Vic, always solid, trusted, and he just was on fire. Yeah,
they sounded heavy, right? They sounded Mikey had some cool, I mean, I've never heard it before. Maybe other listeners have heard it. I haven't, or just maybe I just haven't noticed it. But I kind of feel like someone I would have noticed this before, but he had a really cool kind of phasing effect on his bass. That sounded pretty cool, man. It kind of gave it like an extra, almost like a mix with a synth that kind of gave the songs an extra texture and layer, which was pretty cool, right? And then, you know, what he's saying ain't talking about love, man. The place almost caught fire.
Oh, yeah, they go crazy. I mean, even 5150, some songs on 5150, some songs on OU812, they have that perfect mix and layering of the keys, that kind of that bottom end and humming sort of, you know, bass to the song, plus his bass on top of it.
Yeah,
those two albums. And so what you're saying about, you know, that sound, it doesn't surprise me to hear you say that, because those first two Hagar VH era albums, they had that perfect marriage of his bass and the keyboards, yeah, and they just sound like they just
a subsonic chunk, like, yeah, good just, enough, just had like a heavy metal chunk to it, right?
Yeah, just like a steady kind of hum all the way through, that just is like this room filling bottom end.
And right? Sammy must have stacked up on those PV Wolfgangs when they came out in the late 90s, because Vic's got a whole stash of them. I'm not sure where he's getting them off, to get it from Sammy or his own collection, but he was rocking a cream Peavy that sounded and looked amazing, man.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what I love too about the Fillmore? That's the first time that I'd seen a show there. I like that it had this kind of intimate feel to it. You know, not a huge venue, but it had this really kind of like intimate, homey sort of feel to it. You know, the stage is not huge, so there's a lot of opportunity for the band members to be close together and interacting, and you know, it isn't this massive stadium stage. And I think, yeah, that's something as well. You know, obviously we love seeing Sammy in big venues, and you know, summer tours and outdoor sheds and hockey arenas and you know, the whole thing. But I think at this stage of his career especially, those theaters that are like 3,000 to 5,000 people, because
yeah,
of
what's the capacity here?
I think it's about 3,000.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because of the size of the stage in those venues, in those theaters, for me, it feels intimate, and it feels like, you know, they're huddled together and they're interacting with one another, and it just feels tighter because they're physically closer together too.
Yeah, yeah. Agree. No, this place is fantastic. I'm definitely coming back. This has been a fantastic day. I'm still trying to unravel everything that happened today. So, yeah. And my voice is shot too. My voice is starting to go.
I know. It's crazy. Listen, before we wrap up though, we should talk, you know, you mentioned the set list opening with Good Enough, you know, blazing through 16 songs. We started actually talking about set lists just before our guest of honor crashed the show, and we never really got back to it. I mean, not only your thoughts about this particular set list, but I know there are still those nuggets, and I've got a list ingrained in my head. There's got to be a few songs that, you know, we haven't heard in a number of years, or we don't hear as frequently, that you're like, man, I wish they would play that.
Well, Good Enough was one of those. I feel like Good Enough I've not heard enough times. And yeah, I mean, I would love to hear more stuff from 5150. Have they ever played Inside live ever? I was trying to think of a list of songs. Have they is there anything that they've never played?
I think Inside is definitely on the list of never played. I don't believe we've ever.
Because with a band as awesome as this, I mean, they kind of lengthened some of these songs out and kind of jammed towards the end. Like Rock Candy kind of turned into a jam, and they had a toast.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, especially with Jason on the drums, you know, he's awesome. He's got such a funk in his playing too that just locks with Mikey. I'd love to hear them just jam out on Inside, right?
Yeah.
As we get, as these guys are getting older, like, I would love to hear just songs, the deeper cuts, which I know it's hard to do that for trying to please everybody, but any of the deep cuts I'd love. What about yourself?
Well, I'll go way down low here, and I'm going back more to the solo era versus additional Van Halen songs, which I'm sure we'll talk about at length at some point in time soon. But for me, it's songs like, could you imagine if they ripped off live, like Loud or Privacy? Could you imagine a total long jam?
Yeah, Hands and Knees. I'd love to hear, or The Hammer Falls, or Hands and Knees. You know, I remember now, you and I were just talking before Sammy crashed, Swept Away, or not Swept Away, Returning Home.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear that, right?
Yep. And even, this won't surprise you to hear this, we had a whole episode talking about movie soundtrack songs that he had done, and here's two that I would kill to hear live. Winner Takes It All, 100%, would love that one. And The Girl Gets Around.
Yes. Yeah.
So it would just be so fun. I mean, look, we can dream and we can have these thoughts, and maybe one day some of them will come true. I'm sure we all have our, like, dream set list in our head.
We've also talked about this before. You know, at this stage of the game, dude, I'll take it all. I'll take it all.
Oh, you're playing live? Perfect. That'd be amazing.
I'm in.
Yeah. Listen, before we wrap, last piece I wanted to chat about, you know, we've referenced it all through the day here during our time and over the course of this episode, coming live here from Detroit. It is the launch of Red Rocker Brewing and the Red Rocker Lager. We've had the beer before. Earlier in the year, we brought some back from a little trip down to Detroit.
Yeah, we had a lot tonight.
Yeah, we did have quite a bit, actually. Probably too much.
They kept just handing us beer. I probably had like about 50 half beers. They kept taking.
Yeah.
I kept putting them down, and it would disappear. Then someone handed me another one. It's damn good beer, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I think, you know, we're back to it. It's that, like, light and crisp. But it's still got a little bit of depth of flavor, and it'll, we talked earlier with Eric, Sammy's partner in Red Rocker Brewing, some of the food pairings, and, you know, we've chatted about this on previous episodes. It's like that. I mean, ideally summer. I wish it was summer all the time, but it's the
can
perfect.
Be now. We just have to get a truck and bring a lot of it back. I think Sammy gave us permission. Didn't he not say we needed permission to drive over?
He did. We need a bit of sand.
We'll have
to
hold him to that.
Yeah, it just feels like that, it'll go with anything, great barbecue, food, pizza, whatever. It just, kudos to Eric and Cameron and the Red Rocker Brewing
night.
Team.
Great night.
Great,
thanks,
great product, amazing day, and man.
And Sammy knows now, right? He knows we're thirsty. He said, he admitted, because you Canadians can drink, right? So
Yeah, he did.
He knows we got to get it across the border.
Yeah, and we did our best to prove our Canadian heritage tonight, that's for sure.
Nice. Yeah. I'm sure we're gonna have more thoughts as the night, you know, melds into our brains, because right now I'm just trying to go through everything that happened. It was just such a crazy night.
Yeah, it is. Well, let's
what a show, man. What a show.
Yeah, killer. Let's go enjoy a little bit of Detroit Rock City again, and maybe a Red Rocker Lager or two.
Let's grab some food. I'm starving.
And until next time, we're the Bohos out.
The Bogus Bonus Show is produced by Right Now Entertainment. Hosted by Darren Bristow and Brent Kinnair. With audio and production assistance by Andrew Wright, and Record Ready in association with Right Now Entertainment. What is understood need be discussed. Sometimes it just ain't enough.
the Bogus Soda Show. Too fucking funny.